This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
That's right, it is Free Talk Live. We had a little mishap here in the studio. If you're listening last hour, you noticed that it was I, Mark Edge,
and Beatles Mountaineer.
We were on for the first two segments, but then off for the second two segments, and now we're back. And hopefully it's for more than two segments. We're hoping. What in fact happened was we threw a breaker here at the new studios, and the Osmodi Studios, whatever they are, and we are... We're back online and everything's in pretty good shape. So, Beakless, before we had our little power outage there, we were going to talk about El Salvador making Bitcoin legal tender.
Oh, yeah.
So, go ahead, and I got some stuff to say about this.
All right. Well, this is from The Guardian from Wednesday. El Salvador becomes first country to adopt Bitcoin as legal tender. El Salvador has become the first country in the world to adopt Bitcoin as legal tender after its Congress approved President Nayib Bukele's proposal to embrace the cryptocurrency in an effort to promote, quote, financial inclusion, unquote. Investment and economic development.
So, remember how we talked about Elon Musk in the last go-around where he got way into Bitcoin in February, and then, like, by May, he's like, oh, my goodness, I can't believe that Bitcoin uses electricity. And then, speculated that perhaps that has something more to do with, you know, those that travel in circles far above ours and how they may... very well have, you know, incentivized Elon Musk. Or maybe he just wanted to drive the market down so he could buy some more so he could drive it back up because he believes he can do that. I don't know.
Well, so the two things that I think are most probable, assuming it wasn't just him being completely harebrained, are that either A, he had some probably governmental pressure put on him to crash this, or B, he had some friends that hadn't invested properly, so they wanted him to crash it so that they could invest cheap before it explodes.
And I'll take one of those two. That sounds like a reasonable thing to me. But I kind of feel the same way about this. I feel like El Salvador is signaling to the world, the World Monetary Fund has not given us enough billions. We need more billions. Or we will take on this currency that was intended to empower the little people. We don't want to do that either, but, hey, we need more billions, and so we'll do it.
Well, you'd think they'd be able to actually say that.
I don't think that threats work that way, especially in those kind of circles.
Really? Because I would think that they'd be like, well... we would really like to stay on you guys' fiat currency, but we just can't afford to. So if you're not going to give us this, then we're going to have to adopt Bitcoin as an official currency.
Well, I think that actually, you know, that's what you would do. You would do. Yeah. That's what I would do if I'm looking for billions from the world, International Monetary Fund, the IMF. But that's not how these folks would work.
They might do that in a smoky back room, but...
what I'm saying is that they very likely, if they did that, they wouldn't get as many billions, because now you've now you've revealed the game, and we don't do that. And, in fact, they can do it again with Bitcoin. So, will Bitcoin go up as a result of El Salvador? It appears to have gone up maybe 10%, 15%, something like that, just upon this announcement that El Salvador is going to accept Bitcoin as legal tender. But when El Salvador comes back and says, oh, no, Bitcoin kills little bunnies and, puppies and all kinds of bad things, then it drives the price back down further, which is, in fact, what the IMF wants. They want this volatility so they can continue to buy it up in the member states. Because all you have to do is see the announcements. The banks keep buying Bitcoin, ladies and gentlemen. They like it. It doesn't matter what Elon Musk thinks. I mean, seriously?
Who never sold his Bitcoin.
Right. Elon Musk is a minor player in all of this. What matters is when the big banks, like Chase and, you know, whatever they all are, you know the names, the same little list of characters, when they say they're going to buy, they're the ones that matter. And they want as low a price as possible. And they've played this game before. They played it many times.
And part of it also is they profit by volatility. The more volatile the market is, the more that the people playing this game profit. So if and
the people playing at the house, right? So there's people that, you know, the house sets the rules, the house gets the, you know, puts the platform upon which you play. Now the people who go out there and buy at a 5% margin expecting Bitcoin to go up and it goes down, those people lose out if the price drops by 5%. And that's the volatility you're talking about. And it's happened a couple of times this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just going to keep on happening while they know that they can manipulate the market.
And these banks get preferential treatment when it comes to fiat currency.
Yep.
They don't get preferential treatment when it comes to cryptocurrency because no one gets preferential treatment when it comes to cryptocurrency.
But they love the volatility of it. They see that, you know, they know how to trade on these things. They know how to manipulate the market without looking like they're manipulating a market. I mean, you know, these scandals go on all the time.
And the less volatility there is, the less people will be invested in fiat currency, which is where they get their special treatment. So if they can induce extra volatility in it, then they win both ways because they get to make more money off of the cryptocurrency and they get to keep people invested in the fiat currency that gives them special treatment.
So let's presume, now that you've gotten my belief system here on this, let's presume El Salvador is accepting Bitcoin. This is going to be great. It'll be a Bitcoin, we should go to we should move to San Salvador right now. What do I get out of the deal? And behind door number three, there is, we got residency. What do we get? Isn't there some kind of residency involved?
Oh, that bit. Let's see here. Yeah, no capital gains tax there.
I love no capital gains tax. By the way, an American that travels to San Salvador and lives there for the rest of their life still owes capital gains tax above a certain number to the United States government. Ladies and gentlemen, this is really important. If you never return to the United States, they still claim your income above a certain point. It's a lot, but, you know, whatever. They claim your labor even there.
So, yeah, this one from Bitcoin News, which is at bitcoin.com, a great place for news on this, is El Salvador offers no capital gains tax and permanent residence to crypto entrepreneurs.
So a crypto entrepreneur can get permanent residency. How quickly does it say how quickly they can get permanent residency? Because that's an important part. I mean, I know that El Salvador offers permanent residency pretty quickly. To be anybody who goes there. So one of the things I'd like to point out about that, you tell me when you find that.
Will do.
Yeah. I don't know how to say this nicely, and I don't want to beat up on El Salvador. Thank you for doing what you've done for cryptocurrency. I sincerely hope that you're doing it, you know, legitimately.
Sincerely, that you actually hold to it?
Yes, I sincerely hope you are sincere in your sincerity. But El Salvador is kind of an asshole country. It's a passport. Now, mind you, residency, I don't really know what it's worth. Residency basically gives you the ability to go to a country and stay there without sort of having to leave for a period of time or something like that. You can be a resident, and that's about it. For instance, if the United States government, you hold a United States passport, you're a U.S. citizen with El Salvador residency. It's not like, you know, if the IRS says you can't travel, that you can get to El Salvador, you're not allowed to go. Now, maybe you'll get across the border, several borders, and get to El Salvador. Possibly. I don't know. But, you know, it isn't going to be a lot of fun trying to travel down to El Salvador by car.
Yeah, it doesn't say how long you have to be there for residency.
Okay.
But it just points out that while most countries are, if anything, very hostile to cryptocurrency entrepreneurs, they're not only cutting the gains tax, but also allowing residency for that purpose.
It sounds real nice, but it's really the big rich countries that are hostile. The poor ones want you to come. Believe me, they've been all over it. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 here on Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Talk about whatever's on your mind. the number, 603-283-6160. It's Mark with you.
And Nicholas Mountaineer.
603-283-6160. If you want to keep up to date on the latest news stories that pertain to, I don't know, liberty-oriented stuff, check out Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. Freedomsphoenix.com is your source for all things, libertarian news, whether it's the rise of the police state or, you know, science technology, whatever it might be, you can find it at freedomswithanassphoenix.com. And I get their daily dispatch, which, by the way, is twice daily. There's a lot of stories, and it's easy to sign up for over at freedomswithanassphoenix.com. If you can't spell Phoenix, and I know I can't, go to your search engine. It'll handle it for you. So freedomsphoenix.com, and they'll find it. It's very popular.
Spell Phoenix. Right. Pho like the noodle. Phoenix like the software company. Yeah, yeah.
I think that's it. I think it is spelled that way.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I had no idea. Let's go to the phones before we get back to your El Salvador stuff here. Let's see, this will be my first time taking on this new software, taking a call. Robert in South Carolina, you're on the air.
Yes, I just wanted to suggest a third possibility. Rather than going in to become immunized for the coronavirus, my suggestion would be to first go and see if and ask them if they would be so kind as to spin down your blood and then check and then expose the serum or to the virus and see how well the serum is able to overcome the virus, because you might already be immune and there's no sense of exposing yourself to the risk of the slight, the very, very, very slight risk of the immunization. And if you're already immune to it.
When you say there's a slight risk, I mean, I know a lot of people who are getting sick from this thing. I'm not saying they're dying, and I wouldn't say that they're dying. I'm sure if some people are getting sick, some people are dying.
Yeah,
I don't know.
As far as I can tell, most people do get sick from the vaccine because their body is behaving as if it is an illness without without the reproduction of the virus.
And the other thing that they won't sort of tell you about is supposedly, like, again, I'm not a doctor. I'm not giving medical advice here. But supposedly, if you had the virus and you still have antibodies to the virus, that taking the vaccine, quote unquote, the experimental gene therapy that they're purporting as a vaccine, this vaccine will make you sicker than most people who get it.
Figures.
And so what's this spinning down the blood thing, Robert, you're talking about? This third option?
Yes. Spin down the blood and then expose and then put a little bit of virus into the blood serum that would be left after you spin down the blood, and see if your body's natural abilities through the blood serum is able to overcome the virus C that would be in.
How do I do this?
That doesn't make any sense to me.
How do I get this done? Is there a doctor who's going to do this? I mean, is it going to be expensive? Because it's pretty easy to walk in, get bang, free vaccine, you're done, as opposed to a whole bunch of medical work, right?
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
We lost him.
Yeah, Fauci pushed the big button on Robert. All right, well, that's a shame.
So from what I understand about what he's asking, it doesn't really make a lot of sense. I mean, sure, you have, like, some part of your body's of your body's immune system is in your blood, but from what I understand, a lot of it would be a response that your body makes to the vaccine.
Yeah,
so it's going to put out different white blood cells after you expose it to this so-called vaccine.
Yeah, I'm going to thank you for the call, Robert. I don't know what happened to the call, but all the best and appreciate the ideas. His idea doesn't sound easy. I'm not going to say it's not feasible. I don't know. But I know what...
Well, I mean, when you're dealing with something that is so completely experimental, I am all for doing any extra testing you can come up with.
Well, I mean, there was this doctor, and there still is, he's, you know, like testifying in front of Congress and, you know, running around saying ivermectin, which is a antiparasitical that you often give to animals, by the way, is highly effective against COVID-19. Nobody wanted to do that.
Right.
You know, like, they, you know, that was not put into the protocols or anything like that.
How far is this supposed to make a billion that way?
And this is a cheap drug, been around for a very long time, could have been easily included in the protocols. We have no idea whether, I can't tell you whether it's effective or not. I can tell you I took it. I had it prescribed to me when I was sick with COVID-19, and I took it, and I got better, but that's not proof of anything. You know, it didn't. It's not like the next day I was up dancing the jig or anything. It took a few days for me to recover, but I was probably going to recover anyway.
So you took the
ivermectin.
The what?
Ivermectin.
Oh, you took that.
Yes.
And it worked, or maybe worked.
I'm not going to claim that it worked. I'm not going to claim it didn't work. I don't know. And you know,
hell, didn't hurt.
Yeah, it didn't hurt, and it wasn't going to hurt. And that's the point that I'm trying to make here is that. Different protocols seem to work on different people. It's a novel virus. By the way, a novel virus that has run its course. I was just looking, just moments ago before we got on the air, to the numbers as far as deaths in the United States. And, well, I can't say we've gone back to pre-COVID, you know, numbers. We're really, 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 really close. There's COVID-19 is not the monster that it was before. And as I said on the air long ago and have continued to say, ladies and gentlemen, this is not the pandemic. This is the test for the pandemic. And if this is the test for the pandemic, ladies and gentlemen, the governments of the world failed. Failed, failed, failed. The different medical facilities around the world, the CDC and what's the one, the world one?
World Health Organization,
who?
Yeah. Just think doctor.
Yeah, both of them crumbled to political pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you saw the systems that they put in place, i.e. lockdowns and masks, really didn't seem to do much. You know, over and over again, we showed the lockdowns and masks don't do anything.
Well, come on, Mark. I mean, they came up with this brand new virus that they cooked up in a lab, and what were they going to do? Not overreact when they released it on the populace?
Well, and China, who is a big donor to WHO, wanted to make sure that that net story never got out. And Fauci, who apparently is a big proponent of this, I can't remember what the type of medicine is, but basically creating dangerous viruses in labs, this theory, little crazy.
And I gotta wonder, like, in some back room somewhere, were they talking to Fauci and be like, look, this is your mess, you clean it up. And he's like, I don't want to get in the spotlight.
Yeah.
And they're like, nope, too bad.
All right, let's go back to El Salvador. I want to continue this story. We're talking about El Salvador and its acceptance of Bitcoin as one of their
currency.
Legal tender.
Well, we'll have to come back to the break. And as I understand it, less than 90 days now, the two currencies will be the U.S. dollar and Bitcoin.
El Salvador uses the USD.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that. I figured they had their own little thing, whatever that thing might be. The number, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Joe Biden is on to Brussels for a meeting of NATO leaders after wrapping up the Group of Seven summit on Sunday. Biden declared that the U.S. was back at the table and ready to cooperate on global threats.
The only way we're going to meet the global threats that we're, is by working together and with our partners and our allies. And I conveyed to each of my G7 counterparts that the United States is going to do our part. America is back at the table.
Also at the close of the summit, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced that the seven nations had agreed to donate 1 billion doses of COVID vaccine to the rest of the world. In a statement, Johnson said that those doses would be distributed either directly or through the UN's COVAX program. He announced earlier this week that the UK would donate 100 million doses over the next year, along with President Biden's announcement that the U.S. would be donating 500 million doses starting this August. This is USA Radio News. Border Patrol agents say they've encountered more than 180,000 illegal migrants on the southern border in the month of May, the highest level in 20 years. The patrol says that surge is stretching their resources and people thin. El Paso Border Patrol Sector Chief Gloria Chavez says the majority of encounters they're having in her sector are single adults who aren't giving themselves up to agents. She tells Fox News that's one of the things that have been overwhelming her officers.
These are the people that run for Border Patrol agents. They're the ones that are evading arrest, and they're the ones that get into situations, right? Situations that lead to failure to yield, situations where people are actually bringing in narcotics with them to get through. You know that transnational criminal organizations are tied to drug cartels. You know that nothing moves on this border without the authority or the approval of drug cartels. And many of our agents are continuing to get overwhelmed because of that activity along the southwest border, especially in a region like El Paso.
This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
If it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, anywhere in the world, you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Nicholas Mountaineer.
The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And we've been talking about El Salvador now accepting Bitcoin as its as legal tender, along with the U.S. dollar.
Yeah. It used to have a currency of its own, but yeah, it's been on just U.S. dollars for a bit now.
And according to the article, now I'm not entirely clear, but according to the article, you can get immediate residency as a.
Those are actually two different articles. So,
okay.
The Guardian article, that one is the one about Bitcoin being accepted as a currency alongside the U.S. dollar, which is set to take place in a little under 3 months now. And the other is from Bitcoin.com, and that's El Salvador is offering no capital gains tax and residency for cryptocurrency entrepreneurs.
So residency in El Salvador. I'm trying to imagine this gift that has been given to, and I don't know what a cryptocurrency entrepreneur is. What do I have to, you know, do I just have to possess one Dogecoin? And what is that, 7 cents? And suddenly I'm a crypto entrepreneur? Do I need to set up a business that is cryptocurrency at its heart? I don't know.
Well,
you don't either.
Well, I think it's just like being an internet entrepreneur back when the internet was new.
Yeah, right.
Like, what is it? Well,
it's what I say it is.
Quite figured that out yet.
Yes, I declare myself an internet entrepreneur.
Well, and it's like a lot of things that if I knew the answer to this, then you should have just made me king.
Right.
I don't know the answer to this, which is why I shouldn't be made king of the world.
Right, and so one of the things I'm trying to parse out here is that, A, it's good for Bitcoin when countries declare it legal tender. And I'm not trying to look the gift horse of El Salvador in the mouth. But El Salvador is got its fair share of problems. Although I've talked to some people, I talked to a guy one time who lived in San Salvador, and he loved it. He just thought it was great and wanted to go back. And I don't want to diminish that either. However, I mean, like, I have some friends who went to Mexico and never left. They don't have legal residency. As a matter of fact, they're illegal aliens from Delaware in Mexico, and they've been that way for almost the better part of a decade. And no one cares. If they told me that they would probably have to pay a fine of about $50 if they ever got caught, and then they would be reinstated as, you know, their 6-month thing. They've never gone through the process of becoming residents of Mexico, citizens of Mexico, or any of these things. They just, you know, live there.
Well, if there's ever a documentary about their life, you should name it Aliens from Delaware, because that's catchy. So I actually think that not only are you looking this horse in the mouth, you are taking out a ruler and precisely measuring each tiny millimeter of loss here.
Yes. Well, I
don't think it actually calls for it, because, like, okay, Elon Musk is going to remain CEO of SpaceX and Tesla no matter what harebrained thing he puts on Twitter any day. He could flip-flop from now until doomsday about whether it's Dogecoin or Bitcoin or neither or both, and he's not going to lose anything. He's not going to lose any
His lifestyle power. Doesn't change.
His lifestyle doesn't change.
And this is
Salvador.
This is why you should never listen to billionaires, ladies and gentlemen. Because if a billionaire loses $100 million, nothing changes for them.
Right.
If you lose $10,000, your lifestyle is immediately affected. Don't listen to billionaires.
Now, the people in charge of El Salvador, on the other hand, they know very well that their country can have a coup at any moment.
Oh, yeah.
They got there because there was a coup. So if they start flip-flopping on this stuff, people are going to lose confidence in their government, and it's going to be a lot easier to talk them into, hey, I've got a better idea for how we should govern the country.
Well, I suppose it's possible. Now, you did read that the IMF, and there's complications in the relationship with the IMF and all that stuff, right?
Well, part of what this the Guardian goes into here is that Bukele, a media-savvy former mayor of the capital San Salvador, was elected president in a landslide victory 2 years ago, is known for his love of technology and his fondness for attention-grabbing stunts. Now, if you are known for your love of technology and you have moved the country into what is possibly the future of the planet, how's it going to look when you suddenly step back from that? I wouldn't.
Well, I don't know exactly how it would look, but I suppose it's possible. You know, keep an eye out. It's certainly possible that El Salvador means what it says and isn't trying to do some trick with the IMF to get billions of dollars. It could, but just consider perhaps you don't want to pack up and move to San Salvador. That's the capital of El Salvador, ladies and gentlemen. Right off. And let's not forget, this is of the Central American countries, which aren't exactly, in many cases, known for their safety. You know, certainly there are places within many Central American countries that everything's fine. And I don't know about the whole of El Salvador, but I know there's some big problems in El Salvador. So, whatever, I would like to say, you know, this. Also, residency in El Salvador is great and everything once you get there. It just means that basically you can't be kicked out right away. They have to go through a legal process to kick you out. Also, you know, when you're talking about capital gains, which there's no capital gains tax on cryptocurrency or anything. They don't have capital gains in El Salvador. That's great. But if you're an American and you get capital gains and they're above a certain number, you've got to pay capital gains tax on them anyway. It doesn't make a difference. The United States government still claims that you owe them whether you're in the country or not.
Well, on that, I'm actually curious. So if I were to move to El Salvador, get residency there, go to the embassy, the U.S. embassy, and go through the process where I say I am revoking all of my U.S. citizenship. Now, as I understand it, the way it works here is it doesn't become dollars until it becomes dollars. So they can't tax you for the capital gains until they've figured out how much gains you had on that capital, which is when you turn it from Bitcoin, for example, into U.S. dollars.
Okay, so I need to be clear here. Are we talking about giving up your U.S. citizenship, or are we talking about just getting residency in El Salvador?
Giving up the U.S. citizenship. Okay. Now, at that
point, that's an entirely different situation.
Okay, so at that point, they wouldn't be able to tax you on the capital gains.
Right. There are two ways to get out from underneath the thumb of the IRS. One, give up your citizenship and move to El Salvador, or some other country out there. Or two, move to a U.S. territory and, you know, be under the, whatever their tax scheme is. Now, by the way, when I said move to, you have to give up your U.S. citizenship. If you move to a territory, you don't give up your U.S. citizenship. You're still a U.S. citizen. And it's a good passport. I don't want to say it's not. The U.S. citizenship is certainly not the worst passport in the world. It's in the top 10. But El Salvador, speaking of passports, is one of the worst.
Mm.
I have it here on the screen, and I don't know the number of visa-free countries for the U.S., but it's in the mid-hundreds, so like 100 and something. And El Salvador's is at visa-free travel 38. Now, visa on arrival, 36. So you could decide whether that's, you know, 75 or whatever, but it's not really a lot of countries. You can go to most Central American countries, but there's plenty of them you can't. You can't even get into Argentina, period. Let's see. What's the red here? Visa required, basically. You must have the visa in order to get into, I mean, Mexico and Chile and Argentina, Paraguay. No, that's Uruguay. Sorry. Sorry, Uruguayans. Venezuela. All of them. The number, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 here on Free Talk Live.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. Mark with you.
That's Peakless Mountaineer.
That's Peakless Mountaineer. In case the music was a little too loud for you, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. We're talking about El Salvador and its offer to crypto entrepreneurs, whatever that is, that they can come live there, get no capital gains, and residency right off the bat. I've looked up the citizenship in El Salvador, and its path to citizenship is not quite as desirable as, say, Honduras. Now, I've looked at Honduras recently, just, you know, in Mexico and a variety of them, just kind of poking around, seeing what's going on. And in Honduras, you can go live, to, you know, get residency very quickly. It's pretty easy. You can go live there for 3 years, and then you can file for citizenship. And it'll probably, you can probably file, my guess is you can file, let's just say you file at the end of 3 years, and by your fourth year, you've got citizenship. Now, why would you want citizenship in Honduras? Well, I can tell you.
Not have citizenship here.
Well, you can have citizenship in Honduras and have citizenship in the United States. That's not a...
Right, but they will tax you.
Who will?
The U.S.
The U.S. will continue to tax. If you have U.S. citizenship, they will continue to tax you as a U.S. citizen for as long as they can. To be clear, I'm going to make this as clear as I can. It's about $250,000 you need to make per year. And above that, they tax you as a foreign resident. So there's not a heck of a lot of people out there. And nobody, it's like convicts. Nobody feels bad for convicts, ex-convicts, and rich people. Because it's like, oh, they can afford it, whatever, who cares. But the United States is one of two countries in the world, and maybe the other one doesn't count because it's North Korea, that taxes its citizens on foreign soil. And
really? China doesn't?
I don't believe China does.
That's surprising.
China,
I know that they claim that their law applies to everyone on Earth.
All right, then fine. Throw China in there. I'd have to look into that, but that's fine by me. I'm willing to believe it. All I'm saying is that it kind of throws the whole veneer of government out the window. Because the notion of government is, hey, if you don't pay your taxes, the firemen aren't going to come. But you're not going to have a road. What about the roads?
Who will build them?
Right. Libertarians. Why don't you like taxes? They defend
us. No company could be so organized as to lay pavement.
Right. It's already companies that build roads. It's the government that simply hires them. And it's... I mean,
quiet market is this invisible, intangible entity that causes the tangible roads to exist. Very simple.
The United States government taxing you while you're abroad. Like, what are they offering you? If you got kidnapped, they would come and get you. Where am I going to get kidnapped from? London? You know, I mean, it doesn't matter where you are. They're claiming you have to pay them. So that's a really strange thing.
Well, and the United States in particular is also claiming that in spite of never being a United States citizen, you are susceptible to being a United States traitor. Look at what happened to Julian Assange. He's being charged with treason to a country he doesn't belong.
Are they actually charging him with treason, or is it that's just what people are saying on the internet?
No, he's being charged with treason in the U.S. Now, they're arguing about whether or not, like, the countries and their governments are arguing about whether or not they're going to extradite him, which is insane because you, at least from my perspective, you cannot be charged with treason of someone else's country.
Julian Assange's dad...
I can't be a traitor to North Korea.
No, right. Julian Assange's dad is going around the United States right now trying to drum up support for his son, and I hope that people are supporting him because it is crazy. But I'll say this. Australia is really not much more than southern Canada. They will do what they are told by the United States government. And if the United States government says, hey, yeah, you're going to charge Julian Assange with treason, then they will. Because the United States government is this, you know, the 400-pound gorilla of the world. And like I said, there are only three sovereign entities on the planet. The United States, China, and Russia, and maybe not Russia. Russia would like to be a sovereign entity, and I'm not entirely sure that it's true. Switzerland, long past. Long ago, you know, passed. It's just not anymore. And I'm not trying to be mean to the Swiss.
Well,
God bless the Swiss.
So what about the EU, Mark?
I'm sorry, the EU is... I mean, they can try to do this and that, but they'll do what the United States says.
I divide it slightly differently. NATO.
Okay.
Or as good old George Orwell called it, Oceania.
Okay, right.
Yeah, the North Atlantic Trade Organization.
Yep.
Yeah, NATO. So, yeah, it includes... Well, basically, British Empire.
It's treaty organization.
Yeah.
I think
the old British Empire, which, yes, the top of it is definitely the United States. That is the sovereign entity of this region.
I'm with you, but, I mean, if I had to pick a country, I'm fine with saying NATO because I think it's more accurate, but I don't think it's inaccurate, to call the United States the, you know, it basically runs NATO. So, you know, anyway, I think it's true. And I think NATO could be repurposed to be, frankly, a free trade, free immigration zone, and the world would be better off for it. You know, why in the world can't NATO member states move back and forth across this realm? And if you did that, made it into a trade organization instead of a treaty organization, it's already got a nice name. NATO's kind of a cool name.
What about NAFTA? And I think that's exactly what happens when they try to make a free trade association. They have NAFTA. Have you seen the, like, tower of paper that is the NAFTA agreement?
When
a free trade agreement, a real one, is like a sentence.
Yes, I would agree with you that free trade is just free trade. That deciding on what the price of milk is going to be for the Canadians that bring it across the border doesn't make much sense. I will say that the Canadians will cook our goose, our Canada goose, as it were, in maple syrup and dairy and a variety of things out there. There's no doubt about it that that basically the maple syrup in the United States, as I understand it, comes from Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine. And Canada, it's just this huge, vast area. And I'm just using maple syrup as this tiny little thing. If nobody in the United States ever sold maple syrup again, it wouldn't ruin too many people's lives. But, you know, they move on, whatever. People like to get the local maple syrup. This is what I do, by the way. There's these little glass things that look like maple leaves. And they're filled with syrup. And it's usually local syrup. And they come from a local place. I bring them around when I travel the world because everybody wants a little piece of where you're from. And in my case, I'm from New Hampshire. I'm bringing a little maple syrup, and everybody loves it. So when I went to Africa, I brought some maple syrup. Oh, I got the...
Got to tell you, I like the maple syrup here a lot better than I like the cheese from around here.
I've gotten local cheese, but I haven't had a problem with it.
I'm not a fan.
Are you Midwesterner?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, that's why. Well,
I mean, Midwestern, Western, Colorado, where is that?
Okay, I don't know if they make cheese there. Certainly, Wisconsin is known for its cheese. Maybe Minnesota, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I think we might getting the might be getting the trickle down from their wonderful cheese.
Yeah. So anyway, I think it's a great idea to travel with little items from where you are, and I think people love them. What I want to say on this El Salvador thing, I think it's great, but I wouldn't move. I am not moving to San Salvador come next week. It's a tiny little country with a crappy passport. You know, will I go and check it out? Sure, I'd love to go and check out, you know, what's going on in San Salvador. But drive there? No thanks.
Well, and I do really wonder what's going to happen to that country. I'm personally quite convinced that cryptocurrency is replacing fiat currency. There's just no other way. Now, if I'm right about that...
Digital currency, I will agree with you. I don't think the war's won when it comes to cryptocurrency. Go ahead.
Fair enough, but let's say I'm right about this. Now, if I'm right about cryptocurrency winning this war, and this is the first country that adopts it, then they might be in a completely different position 50 years from now than they are now.
They claimed 5 years ago, whenever you'd say Bitcoin, they'd say, narcotics, drug lords, right? What if... which El Salvador is certainly known for its drug lords. What if this is the whole thing? Is this to make it so that these drug lords can spend their money in El Salvador? Well, they'll become rich, that's for sure. The number, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I'm looking forward to El Salvador making Bitcoin legal tender. I'm glad they did.
I hope they set the trend.
And I hope other countries follow suit. Elon Musk can bite me.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.